弟兄姐妹们平安。
This is the dear brothers and sisters.
这学期中文堂的主日信息是一段一段的来看约翰福音，约翰一书的信息。
Our theme for the semester is to go chapter by chapter in First John.
在一月三十日，我们看约翰一书第一章的时候，我曾经在信息当中提到过 Fiona Temple 的故事。
On January 30th, when we were reading the first chapter of 1 John, I have mentioned about the story of Fiona Campbell.
从1983年她16岁的时候开始，她就分几个阶段进行徒步环绕全世界的计划。
Since 1983, when she was 16, she started to gradually, step by step, to plan out her plan of walking around the world.
1985年她从美国的东岸纽约步行到西岸洛杉矶。
In 1985, she walked from the east coast of New York City all the way to Los Angeles on the west coast.
1988年又花了95天步行横跨澳洲。
In 1988, she walked through Australia in 95 days.
经过11年的努力，他在1994年达到目标，成为全世界第一个完成步行环绕世界的女人。
After 11 years of walking, in 1994, she achieved her goal to become the first woman in this world to walk around the world.
在那十年当中，她徒步绕行世界的总里数达到32000公里，或者是20000英里。
Within that 11 years, she had walked a total of 32,000 kilometers, or 20,000 miles.
而且为世界的慈善机构募款达到18万英镑。
And she has raised for the world charity, for the world charity up to 180 pounds.
出人意料之外的是，当世界各国重申赞美她的壮举之后，没有多久。传出了他濒临精神崩溃的消息。
However, to everybody's surprise, when everybody in this world are praising her for this great action, we received the news that she was actually a near mental breakdown.
所以他决定公开宣布说，他不配成为第一个完成环球步行的女人。
So finally, she publicly announced that she is not worthy to be called the first woman to be walking around the world.
原来在1985年她横跨美国的时候曾经半路生病。
And the truth was, in 1985, when she was about to go across the U.S., she was sick halfway.
眼看赶不上答应赞助商的日程，又不愿意让别人失望。
And she realized that she was not able to make the time as she originally promised those sponsors. And then, however, she didn't want to disappoint anybody.
那时候才十八岁的她就一时软弱，半路上有车开过要给她搭便车的时候，她就上了车。
And she was only 18, and at a moment of weakness, when somebody was driving by her and giving her a ride, she took the ride.
所以他创的世界纪录里面有一段路不是步行走的。
So that her world record was not completely, totally walked, and part of it is not by walking.
事情发生的时候，他还没有成名到那个地步，会有人一路跟着拍录像。
When this happened, she was not so famous that people are videotaping her along the whole way.
所以如果他自己不讲，其实没有人知道他违规。
So if she didn't say it, nobody would really know.
但是他受不了自己良心的谴责。
However, she could not take the accusations from her own heart.
从这个真实的例子，我们可以看到，良心的谴责可以强烈到让人难以承担，甚至要精神崩溃的地步。
So that from this example, we can see that the accusations from your own conscience can be so strong that it would make you near a mental breakdown.
约翰一书一章八节九节强调了有罪。就应该要认的必要性。
So in 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 9, was emphasizing that if you do have sin, you have to confess your sin.
有罪不认会让人陷在黑暗里。
If you do not confess your sin, you're going to be in darkness.
那 Fiona Campbell 的例子是他的确犯了错，而且原先隐瞒没有承认。
And the example of Fiona Campbell was that she did sin, she made a mistake, and then initially she covered it up and she didn't admit to it.
在这种情形之下，良心的谴责促使他主动公开认错，是良心非常合宜、非常正确的发挥了功能。
In such situation, her conscience had properly pushed her or accused her and made her to admit her mistakes, and this is a proper way of her conscience doing it.
但是人内心的谴责。是否总是合宜恰当
However, all the accusations from your heart always proper and accurate?
会不会有的时候从心里冒出一些控诉的声音
However, could it be possible that sometimes the accusations come from within?
那些控诉并不合理或者是过分的夸大
Are not reasonable or are being exaggerated.
但还是一直纠缠的人让人不得安息。
However, they continue to bother you and to give you no rest.
举一个例子。
We'll give an example.
曾经有一间华人教会。
There was a Chinese church.
有一年连续几个家庭生了小孩全是女的。
And the several families, they took turns to give birth to babies and all the babies are girls.
其中有一个家庭的婆婆大概太想要孙子了就在失望之中竟然在教会当中公开批评牧师
And one of the mother-in-law for one of the families really want a grandson so much that she actually openly criticized the pastor of the church
她说这是因为牧师没有花足够的时间为教会所有家庭祷告
And she said that well this happened because the pastor wasn't praying for the family's heart enough
大家听到这样的批评会觉得很荒谬但这是真人真事
You may think that this kind of criticism is kind of ridiculous but this really happened
如果你是牧师你会怎么样感受
If you were the pastor of this church how would you feel
因为牧师理智上知道这种批评并不公平
For the pastor of that church, rationally he knows that this is not a reasonable criticism.
但你想他的心情会不会受影响？
But don't you think that he's going to be affected? Yeah.
你想在夜深人静的时候，会不会有声音也从他心里冒出，控诉他祷告不够？
Don't you think that in the middle of a quiet night, maybe there are going to be voices coming out of his heart?And accuse him also of not praying enough for the family.
有哪一个牧师能够说自己祷告够多了，够完美了？
Which pastor can say with confidence that, oh, I have prayed for the families enough?
那他如何面对内心的控诉？
How does this pastor face with such kind of accusation from his heart?
我们当中很多做父母的。
And there are many among us are parents.
有没有过哪一次你的孩子用很刺耳的话批评你？
Are there times when your children criticize you with harsh words?
你明明知道那样的批评太过分。
You know well that these are overly exaggerated.
但你的心情仍然大受影响。
But your mood still was affected.
有一些控诉的声音一直在你的内心当中纠缠着你。
And some voices from your heart will come out and accuse you.
回想一下我们自己小时候有没有也对我们的父母发出过非常不合理的批评
And let's reflect back to our childhood when we were kids do we criticize our parents the overly also
你可知道真有一些父母因为孩子十几年二十年前讲过一句控诉的话至今还被内心的控诉纠缠
Do you know some of the parentswere criticized by their children when they were little, they still remember that and still are hurt 10 years, 20 years after that.
我们今天在座有很多青少年啊。
Are there youth among us today?
晓得你讲的话可能对你父母有很大的影响。
So then you know that your words have great impact in your parents.
我们今天看的约翰一书第三章最后一段就讲到了内心责备的问题。
And today, when we read 1 John chapter 3, the last part of it is talking about accusations from your heart.
我们先看第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20 first.
圣经说我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。
It says, if our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything.
这一节圣经里面提到几个角色。
And here there are different roles in this verse.
那我们先注意其中两个
the two of them are
一个是我们的心
，one is our heart，
一个是我们
，and the other one is us。
我们的心是发出责备的控告者
，our heart are the ones who accuse，
而我们是被控告的
，the us are the ones that are accused。
什么样的控告
？What kind of accusation？
让我用几个不同的方式来描述
，and I'm going to describe it in different ways。
我的两个女儿年纪只差13个月。
My two daughters are only 13 months apart.
从小一起长大。
They grow up together.
好的时候，哈，两个人感情好得不得了。
When they're in good terms, they are so sweet to each other.
糟的时候也会有很大的冲突。
When they have conflicts, it's not that.
有好几次晚上全家都熄灯睡觉，过了半小时、一小时之后，居然还有声音从他们房间出来。
There's some nights when even after we all turn off the lights and went to bed.Half an hour later, I can still hear arguments coming from their rooms.
原来就是两个人吵架。
Because we're fighting.
有的时候吵架是势均力敌。
Sometimes the fight is sort of even.
但是有的时候是姐姐一直责备妹妹。
Sometimes, so, the older sister will keep, criticizing the younger sister.
不管那妹妹怎么辩护，姐姐一直说个不止。
It doesn't matter how well or how much younger sister defends it herself, the older sister still keeps criticizing her.
她不准妹妹睡觉。
She wouldn't let her sleep.
但是也有另外几次。
And there are some other occasions.
是妹妹用很厉害的话批评姐姐。
When the younger sister uses really mean words to criticize her older sister.
把姐姐弄到伤心的在那里一直抽搐。
Hurts the older sister a lot and make her cry.
这是一种控诉。
And that's my kind of condemnation or accusation.
还有些控诉更严重。
Other kinds of accusations are more serious.
是老板骂属下。
Such as when a boss criticizes an employee.
你有没有被你老板骂过？
Have you been criticized by your bosses?
很多老板骂人根本不管有理无理。
Well, all the bosses, they When they criticize you, they don't care whether there's any true basis or not.
那做下属的再怎么样冤枉委屈，也只能挨骂。
As an employee, it doesn't matter if you're innocent or if you're hurt a lot. All you can do is stand there and being criticized.
内心的谴责有的时候就可能如此严重。
And it could be the same way when your heart is accusing you.
一波一波的来
，one wave, one wave after another。
你以为啊，好不容易过去了，过一下又来了。
You thought that this wave was gone, and then another came right after。
很多人在面对内心控诉的时候，就只有他一人独自抵挡内心的控诉。
A lot of people, when they face such kind of accusations, there's only one person, which is himself, to receive such criticism。
只有他的心和他。
There is only his heart and himself.
那就好像我两个女儿吵架的时候，占下风的人就一路挨打，苦不堪言。
It's just like in my daughter's case, whoever is being criticized, is continuously being criticized.
或者像下属被老板骂，受尽欺负。
Or it's just like the innocent employee being criticized by the boss. He could only be criticized.
但是对于属神的来说，二十节提到了第三个角色。
For people who belong to God, there is a third person, another role.
就是神。
Which is God.
那这第三个角色可是非常的关键。
And this role is very critical.
它可以扭转整个情势。
He can turn the situation around.
就像我两个女儿吵架的时候
，Just like when my daughters are fighting，
如果只有他们两个
，There's only two of them，
那占上风的人可能越骂越过分
，And whoever is winning will keep on criticizing。
但是我这个做父亲的一出现在他们的房间
，However as a father when I show up，
那就有人主持公道
，Then there's justice。
同样的，老板骂下属的时候。
Same way when a boss is criticizing the employee.
如果老板之上还有一个大老板
，If there is an even bigger boss above the boss,
那个大老板一出现，小老板就必须收敛一下。
So when the bigger boss showed up, the intermediate boss has to sort of watch his mouth.
对二十节更好的描述其实是一个法庭。
An even better description of verse 20 would be like a court.
神是法官，一切审判的权柄是在他手中。
God is the judge. All the privilege of judging is at his hand.
有法官在的时候，就算我们的心发出的责备是有一些事实的根据的，那也是由神来决定什么样的处置是合宜的。
When the judge is present, even when our heart is criticizing us based on some fact, there is a judgment.
是由神来决定什么样的处置是合宜的。
So God will decide what kind of verdict is appropriate.
我们的神是蛮有怜悯，乐意赦罪的主。
Our God is a merciful God. He's willing to forgive.
就像约翰一书一章九节所说的。
Just like in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and just.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive us and purify us.
在这个世界上有许多的人。
In this world, there is many people.
他们犯错之后已经坦然认错。
After they have made a mistake, they would willingly admit to their mistake.
而且他们确实忧伤后悔。
They indeed also are sorrowful for their mistakes.
但是因为没有神来做他们的法官。
However, because there isn't a God for them to be their judge,
他们可以长时间的心中始终得不到平安。
They could be in a state of not being peaceful for a long time.
但是在一个有神做主的法庭当中，
However, in a court where there is God to be the judge,
神比我们的心还大。
God is greater than our heart.
一切事他没有不知道的。
And he knows everything.
所以他不只是会以公义来审判。
So not only will he judge according to righteousness,
也会让人经历到他的怜悯以及赦罪的恩典。
He will also help us to experience His mercy and His grace.
我想到目前为止，这个道理大家都同意，不难了解。
I think so far we could all pretty much agree on what I just said.
但是到底这段经文有多宝贵，有多重要？
But then we have to understand how precious or how important this message is.
这跟我们平常的生活有多大的关系？
How much relevance there is to our life?
星期二晚上，我和我太太去探望 Joseph 和 Sarah。
My wife and I went to visit Joseph and Sarah on Tuesday night.
我就跟他们提起了一个专家所做过的研究。
I mentioned to them about something that I learned about a research done by experts.
研究指出，许多夫妇在孩子突然过世之后，婚姻严重的受阻。
According to this research, a lot of families actually are broken down after a sudden passing away of their children.
其中一大原因就是内心当中不断出现控诉的声音。
And one of the major reasons was because there are accusations from your heart.
当然我们每个做父母的都知道我们一点都不完全。
Because, we know well as parents that we are not perfect.
我们都有可以改进的地方。
There are things we can always improve on.
但是当家庭发生巨大的变故的时候，内心冒出的控诉会像恶魔一样。
However, when there is a sudden change that came to the family, there are accusations from your heart that came out as like as a devil.
会以远远超过合理范围的方式来击打人，来摧残人的心灵。
Such accusations will strike you far more than what is reasonable, and that will damage your heart.
有许许多的夫妻受不了这样的折磨，婚姻就破碎。
So a lot of couples could not take such kind of impact, and their marriage became broken.
我想教会当中所有的父母都跟我一样，知道这次这样不幸的事件有可能发生在我们任何一个人的孩子身上。
All of us as parents know well that such kind of tragedy could very well happen to any one of us.
如果是发生在我的孩子身上，
If this were to happen to my children,
一定也会有许多的声音不断在我心中出现。
There must be a lot of accusations from my heart.
会让我想，哎呀，如果我早先怎样怎样，也许情形就会不一样。
And I would have thought that if I had done such and such,it will be so different.
这些声音不只是带给我们很多怀疑，更是产生很多自责。
So this kind of voices from our heart not only give us a lot of condemnations to ourselves, but also give us a lot of doubt.
但是感谢神赐给我们宝贵的话语。
However, we thank God for giving us His words.
让我们知道这些内心的自责常常会超过情理，超过情理会不合理、不恰当的带给人伤害。
So then we know that all these accusations from our heart, a lot of times, is far beyond what is reasonable and what is proper. And these words actually will hurt our hearts.
也感谢神，圣经说，我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道。
We thank God for giving us the words. In the Bible it says, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything.
在遭遇这些打击的时候，我们可以到神面前来，神是我们的依靠。
Because when we face all these tragedies and all these problems, we can come to the Lord and God knows everything.
让我再举另外一个例子。
I'll give you another example.
27年前我快要拿到 MBA 的时候，我志得意满。
27 years ago, when I was about to receive my MBA degree, I was really proud of myself.
曾经的大电脑公司 HP 要给我工作，我还挑剔工作的地点，没有接受。
This big company HP was offering me a job. However, I thought that I was not in the right location, so I didn't accept that.
没想到当我要毕业的时候还找不到工作。
However, I didn't know that. After that, I didn't get any job offerings, even until I was about to graduate.
我搬到加州之后还是找不到工作。
Then I moved to California, and I still didn't get a job.
时间一个月一个月的过去。
And a month went by.
我心情越来越低沉。
I feel my heart feels heavier and heavier.
心中开始有很多的自责。
I start to have a lot of accusations from my heart.
我觉得自己很没用。
I feel that I was so useless.
我觉得我对不起我的太太，害她跟我一起吃苦。
I feel sorry for my wife because I made her suffer with me.
我觉得我对不起我的爸妈，辜负他们的期望。
I feel sorry for my parents because I let them down.
那是我在信主一年，灵命的根基很浅。
And I was a young Christian. I only accepted Christ for just a year.
所以我经不太起这样的打击，自信心一路滑落。
And I could not take such an impact, and my self-esteem was way low.
我就不想去参加团契。
I didn't want to go to fellowship.
因为我没有工作，我在别人面前感到很自卑。
Yes, I was unemployed, and I just feel.Feel very bad for myself.
我自卑到一个很不健康的地步。
And my low self-esteem was so unhealthy that made me feel really bad.
我不知道你有没有想过，像我那样子的自卑，问题也是出在于我们是以我们的心来看我们自己。
I only have noticed that such kind of low self-esteem actually came from our hearts.
我们的心其实很不可靠的。
Because our hearts are not reliable,
很容易受外在因素的影响。
And this is easily affected by the outside factors.
哎呀，事情做得顺利，有点小成就的时候，我们的心就把自己看得很高很棒。
When everything is going smoothly and you're being successful, then our hearts will think that we are very good.
然后遇到一点挫折，我们的心就可以一下子把自己看得很扁。
And when you come across with some kind of frustration, and our hearts will tell us that we are not good.
哇，跟别人讲话的时候，哎，发现别人读的学校或他条件比不上我们，哇，我们心就把自己膨胀起来。
And when we talk to other people, and we find out that the ranking of the school they attend is not as good as my school, then our heart will make us feel like we're so good.
但是一发现哦，跟你讲话的人学校高你一级，条件更出色，我们的心又把自己萎缩到好像一无是处的地步。
And however, if you come across with somebody who went to a school which ranking is way above ours, then our hearts will make us shrink into nothing.
这跟早先讲内心的控诉听起来是两件事。其实问题的原因是同一个。
This may seem like a different thing than what we were talking about earlier, the accusations from our heart. However, this is the same problem.
都是在于我们的生命当中，要么没有神，要么是没有把神放在该放的地位。
Because the key problem was that either we do not have God to be our judge, or we do not put God in His proper place.
感谢神，在二十多年前，当我在痛苦当中跌得很惨的时候， 神使用一对基督徒夫妇来关怀我们，帮助我们重新站起来。
I thank the Lord that more than 20 years ago when I was in my all-time low and I was in a lot of suffering, God used a Christian couple to come and care for us and to help us to stand up again.
后来在这对夫妇的推荐之下，我们开始固定在燕教会聚会。
Therefore, based on the recommendations of this Christian couple, we started to go to a church and regularly attend their activities.
很有意思的是，那间教会是在 Palo Alto， 在 Silicon Valley 的 Palo Alto。
What's interesting was that this church was in Palo Alto, which is in Silicon Valley.
所以教会当中绝大多数的人是薪水很高的工程师。
So most of the people who attend the church are high income engineers.
而且很多都是 Stanford 跟 UC Berkeley 毕业。
Most of them graduated from Stanford or UC Berkeley.
我和我太太在他们当中不只读的学校差人一大截。
So for my wife and myself, to be among them, we feel that the school that we went to, which ranking was far worse.
而且还是找不到工作的穷学生。
And not only that, but we're also unemployed poor students.
可能开的是全教会最老最旧的破车。
And the car that we drove was the oldest and probably the most beat up car in the whole church.
但是等到我把神在心中放对了位置之后，心情和态度完全不一样。
However, when I put God in His proper position, my heart and my attitude was completely different.
我的价值不再是在于我的心怎么看。
My value was not dependent on how my heart looks at me.
不在于别人怎么看。
It is also not dependent on how other people look at me.
而是在于神怎么看我。
It's up to how God looks at me.
神只要我关心一件事情。
And God wants me to care about just one thing.
就是我是否愿意讨神的喜悦，做一个神的好儿女。
And that is whether I am willing to be God's child and to do things that's pleasing to Him.
因为有这个许愿，我不需要再在别人面前感到自卑。
Because of this understanding, I do not have to feel such low self-esteem in front of others anymore.
我可以欢欢喜喜的到教会去聚会。
I can come to the church and worship joyfully.
欢欢喜喜的和弟兄姐妹相交。
And I can also happy to be fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
欢欢喜喜的参与服事去帮助别人。
I can joyfully join the ministry and to serve others.
就像约翰一书三章十九节所说的，我的心在神面前得以安稳。
Just like in 1 John chapter 3 verse 19, it says, we set our hearts at rest in His presence.
这一切的关键都是在于把神放在对的位置。
The key is to have God be in His proper position.
当我们每天的生活当中，真正审判我们是非、衡量我们价值的权柄完全是在神的手中。
In our everyday life, the one who really judges our value, who decides what's right and what's wrong for us, is God, who has all the right to do it.
我不晓得你是否同意，能够在神面前安稳是一个很大的福气。
Do you agree that if you can have rest in God, that is a great blessing?
同意不同意？
Do you agree?
同意的不多哈。
Not very many of you agree.
同意不同意啊？
Do you agree?
但是如果你还没有经历到这样的平静安稳，
However, you have not experienced such kind of rest.
或者你对于这个事情没有把握，
Or you're not quite sure about it.
什么样的事情能够让你得到这个福气的确据呢？
What is the assurance of you receiving such kind of blessing?
在直接回答这个问题之前，让我先借着福音书里面的一件事和大家有些思想。
Before I answer this question directly, I would like to share a story in the Bible with you.
马太、马可、路加福音都记载了这件真实的事情。
This real story was recorded in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏。
A woman who has been having bleeding problems for 12 years.
花尽了所有的钱，看了许多的医生，但病情一点都不见好，反而更重了。
She spent all her money, she's seen all kinds of doctors, but she's not healed and it's actually getting worse.
有一天耶稣来到她的城里。
And one day Jesus came to her city.
她听见很多人的病都被耶稣以神迹的方式治好。
She's heard that Jesus has used miraculous power to heal many people's problems.
他就想耶稣也一定能够治好我的病。
So she thought to herself, Jesus will heal my problem.
所以他就夹杂在众人当中。
So she went among people.
然后从后头来。
She came from behind.
偷偷地摸了耶稣的衣裳一把。
And secretly she touched Jesus' cloak.
当他这么一摸，奇迹真的发生了。
And so she touched it, a miracle happened.
他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
The source of her bleeding was gone, and she felt that she was healed.
她正高兴打算悄悄退去的时候，没想到耶稣突然停下脚步。
And she was really happy she was about to secretly went home, but she didn't know that Jesus actually stopped his procession.
转过身来问，谁摸我的衣裳？
Jesus turned around, he asked, who touched my clothes?
耶稣不只是问，还周围观看，显然是非要找出做这件事的女人不可。
So not only did Jesus ask, he also looked around, and he really want to have this woman to stand out.
这个女人知道无法隐藏，就恐惧战惊地站出来。
This woman knew that she couldn't hide anymore, so she came trembling and fell at his feet.
俯伏在耶稣面前，将实情全都说出来。
And she fell at Jesus' feet, and then she told the whole truth.
她说完之后，耶稣对她说，女儿，你的信救了你。平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
After that, Jesus told her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering."
这个真实的故事情节很简单。
This is a simple story.
但是有一些值得我们深思的事情。
There is a lot of lessons to learn from the story.
尤其是为什么耶稣一定要这女人站出来？
And especially, one key point is that why do you think that Jesus want this woman to stand out?
这女人得的是妇女病。
This woman had some gynecological problem.
不想要有人注意。
She didn't want anybody to know.
所以才偷偷摸摸的去摸耶稣。
That's why she went in secret.
耶稣让她这么难堪的站出来，有必要吗？
Is it necessary that Jesus ask her to stand out and to make her embarrassed?
要回答这个问题。
And to answer this question.
最好的方法就是假想两种不同的情节发展会带来什么样不同的结果。
The best way is to think about the two different stories and to see what the two different ends would be like.
一种是这个女人摸了之后就偷偷的回家了。
One possibility of the story is that this woman touched Jesus and then she went home secretly.
一种是现在站出来面对耶稣。
And the other way of telling the story is that the woman could touch Jesus and then she stand out.
我们看到那个女人原先是有很大的信心。
And we know that this woman had great faith in the beginning.
但她的信心并不完全。
But her faith is not complete.
她相信耶稣有能力可以医治。
She believes that Jesus has the power to heal her.
但她没有信心相信耶稣肯医治她这么一个卑微的人。
But she didn't have faith that Jesus was willing to heal her. A person so low like her.
原先的女人摸耶稣的时候，她只意识到她需要解决的问题是血漏。
When this woman touched Jesus, she only thought about her bleeding problem to be healed.
但是耶稣知道这十二年来的血漏已经严重摧残了这女人的心灵。
But Jesus knew that her bleeding problem has also destroyed her heart in the past 12 years.
她被视为不洁净。
So she was considered as unclean.
不能参加聚会。
She cannot go to the church gathering.
也被排除在一切社交活动之外。
She was also excluded from any social activities.
可想而知，她是一个在别人面前抬不起头来的人。
So we can see that she is a person with no status in front of other people.
从灵性上来说，她有可能有很多的怀疑。
From a spiritual point of view, we can understand that she may have a lot of doubts.
怀疑自己是不是一个不蒙神所爱的人。
She may have doubted that whether she is being loved by God.
想必也有很多内心的控诉。
And she may have also a lot of accusations from her heart.
是不是因为我的过犯，所以神不医治我？
And she may be thinking that it was because of all the sins that she had committed.To give her this bleeding problem.
耶稣要她站出来。
Jesus wanted her to stand up.
因为耶稣知道身体的医治是其次。
Because Jesus knows that the healing of her body is secondary.
更重要的医治是心灵的医治。
What is most important is the healing of her spirit.
再更重要的是她灵命的医治。
and it was the most important healing is the healing of her soul.
当她站出来面对耶稣，而且在众人面前把一切都说出来的时候
，When she has to stand before Jesus and then she has to say the whole truth in front of everybody，
可想而知，她从多年来遭受的捆绑当中。真正被释放出来。
We can see that she must have been liberated from all the bondages from the past 12 years.
耶稣在众人的面前对她说：“女儿，你的信救了你。”
Because Jesus, in front of everybody, said to her, "Daughter, your faith have healed you."
这句话让她可以在众人面前站起来，抬起头来。
And this gave her a lot of strength so that she can stand in front of everybody.
不只是平平安安，而且是欢欢喜喜的回家。
And after that, not only did she go home in peace, she also went home in joy.
我相信她那天得着的，就是能够在神面前享受平静安稳的福气。
I believe what she had received that day from Jesus was the kind of rest that she can, the kind of rest in God's presence.
而这个福气，如果她只是偷偷摸一下就回家的话。
And if this, if she were to just touch Jesus and went home in secret, she would not have received such kind of blessing.
现在我们回到约翰一书。
Now let's go back to First John.
约翰写约翰一书的一大目的就是要帮助人有得着这个福气的确据。
When John wrote this book, one of the purposes was to help people to have the assurance of receiving this kind of blessing from God.
在这卷书里面，他一再重复强调三件事。
In this entire book, he has emphasized and re-emphasized three things.
说我们可以从这三方面来检验自己与神的关系。
So from these three aspects, we could examine our relationship with God.
第一是真理的检验。
First is examine.
问问自己是否真正认耶稣是神，是道成肉身的基督。
So we ask ourselves whether we truly know that Jesus is God and He is the flesh became, the Word became flesh.
第二个是顺服的检验。
Secondly is to examine heart of obedience.
问问自己是否在平日的生活当中对圣经的教导真的有顺服的态度。
So we ask ourselves whether in our everyday, day-to-day life, whether we have obeyed God's teaching.
真的有心照着圣经的教导去做。
And whether we have put our hearts and efforts into following God's word.
第三是相爱的检验。
And number three is to examine, our love for one another.
问问自己是否有心与主内的弟兄姐妹真诚的彼此相交，彼此相爱。
We ask ourselves whether we sincerely wanted to have love for one another among brothers and sisters.
这三方面的检验在整卷约翰一书里面都多次出现。
The three aspects have been mentioned many times in this entire book.
在我们今天读的三章十九节到二十四节，这三方面也都清楚的出现。
And in today's verses, chapter 3, verses 19 to 24.The three aspects have been mentioned also.
所以我在这边向我们在座所有的朋友发出最诚恳的邀请。
Therefore, I would like to give out my most sincere invitation to all of you.
如果你还没有很清楚、很坚定，而且公开的表明你相信耶稣是基督。
If you have not been clear, be firm, and be publicly acknowledge that Jesus is God.
请你认真的考虑，今天就接受他。
And I ask you to consider seriously today to accept him.
就像那个血漏的妇人一样。
Just like the woman with bleeding problems.
耶稣希望你不是只在有需要的时候才来找他，偷偷摸一下就走了。
Jesus doesn't want you to just be like her, to come to him only when you have problems, and then just to touch him and then run secretly.
他盼望你愿意站出来直接面对他。
He wants you to come before him.
好让他与你有一个清清楚楚直接个人性的关系。
So that he can see you clearly and you can have a direct relationship with him.
让你和他都清清楚楚知道他是你的神，是你的主。
So both you and Jesus know that he is your God.
同样的，如果你至今还没有清楚的立志做一个顺服主、听从主命的基督徒。
Likewise, if you are a Christian who has not clearly made up your mind to be an obedient Christian.
很认真地考虑今天就坚定地立下这个心志。
And I ask you to make such kind of determination today to follow God and obey His word.
就像那个血漏的妇人一样。
Just like the woman with bleeding problem.
当他意识耶稣要他站出来的时候，他当然知道照着这个期望去做是要付代价的。
When she knew that Jesus wants her to stand out in front of everybody, she knows that she has to pay a price.
但是跨出顺服的第一步非常非常的重要。
However, the first leap of faith or the first step of obedience is very important.
就像一首诗歌的副歌所说的。
Just like in one of the songs that we have sung before.
信靠顺服，此外并无别法。
Trust and obey, for there is no other way.
若要在主里喜乐，喜乐唯有信靠顺服。
To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
而在主耶稣所给的命令当中，耶稣自己强调最多次，约翰一书也强调最多次的就是彼此相爱。
And also among all the commands from Jesus, and Jesus has also emphasized many times, which also is emphasized in First John many times, is to love one another.
福音要解决的不只是神与人众的关系。
Because the gospel is not only to take care of the problem between people and God, which is a vertical problem.
还有横的层面就是人与人之间的关系。
And from horizontal aspects, there are the relationship between people that gospel can take care of.
也是像那个血漏的妇人一样。
And again, in the example of this bleeding woman,
如果她只是摸了耶稣一下就回家，她还是孤单的。
If she had only touched Jesus and went home in secret, she was still alone.
但是耶稣要她在众人面前站出来。
However, Jesus wanted her to stand out.
是要帮助她恢复群体的生活。
And he wanted her to stand out in front of everybody so that she can continue to reestablish.A relationship with other people.
彼此相爱是主一再强调的命令。
So love one another is a command that Jesus has emphasized many times.
所以如果你至今还没有很稳定的参加任何一个团契，
therefore, if up to this point you have not joined a fellowship and go regularly,
非常盼望你也是今天就认真的下定决心，不再拖延。
I hope that today you can also make up your mind and do not procrastinate.
除非我们立定心志与弟兄姐妹在团契当中有紧密的相交，我们没办法遵守彼此相爱的这个命令。
Unless you have decided to have a true relationship in the fellowship to love one another, we cannot have a true love among one another.
再过一个月，我们就要纪念耶稣的受难和复活。
In another month, it's Good Friday and Easter Sunday.
我们非常盼望有很多人愿意认真地考虑在复活节受洗。
I hope many of you will consider to be baptized in Easter Sunday.
如果你还没有受洗，请你一定在这几个礼拜当中好好的祷告。
If you have not been baptized, I ask you to pray seriously in this coming few weeks.
好在四月十号报名截止之前。你心里觉得预备好来做这个决定。
So you can make a sound decision before April 10th to sign up for baptism.
所以记得约翰一书提醒我们这三方面的检验。
So let's remember the three things that First John reminded us.
而今天约翰一书三章十九节二十四节说。
And just like First John chapter 3 verses 19 and 20.
如果在这三件事情上你的态度都是肯定的，
in the three aspects, you answer yes to all of them,
你就可以知道你是属真理的。
Then you know that you belong to the truth.
而且你的心在神面前可以安稳。
And your heart has rest in God's presence.
盼望我们每个人都羡慕这个福分。
I hope that all of you will long for this blessing.
而且都来得到这部分。
And you can gain such blessing as well.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，在人生当中有许多我们难以预料的事。
Lord, in our life, we encounter many surprises.
我们如何能够总是在神面前可以平静安稳。
How do we always have rest in your presence?
主啊，求你帮助我们每一个人，让你在我们的生命当中站在你应该站的地位。
So we ask you to help us so that we know to let you be in the position you're supposed to be.
好，让我们不论在什么样的情况当中，不是我们的心来做主，而是你来做主。
So that in any circumstances, our hearts do not take control, but you take control.
好，让我们可以在那里面得到安息。
So that we can have rest in you.
恳求主祝福我们在座的每一位。
We ask you to bless all of us.
让我们能够与你有一个对的关系。
So that we can have a proper relationship with you.
好，让我们更多得着你所要赐给我们的福气。
So that we can attain more of the blessings that you meant to give to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
时间的关系，我们就不上这一次了。